about $8 million. That's how much the city of Minneapolis has decided to cut from its police budget for the upcoming year. The overall budget for the city's department last year was about $193 million. The money saved, the city says, will be used to train a new class of professionals to handle mental health calls as well as reports of theft and property damage. For more, let's bring in Brant Williams from Minnesota Public Radio, who is reporting the story late into the night. Hello, Brant.
Glad to be here.
I want to get a sense of how people there are reacting to these cuts, both police officers and protesters who made the defund the police hashtag a national rallying cry after George Floyd was killed.
Well, there's been a lot of response, especially from the public. The city council has held three public hearings leading up to this budget vote and spent about 18 hours worth of and hundreds of people speaking. And there's been people who've said, look, there's a crime wave going on right now. This is not a good time to reduce resources for the police department. You know, carjacking's going way up. More than 500 people have been shot and wounded in the city. And the number of homicides here has reached, is getting near the level of the Murderapolis year in 1995. So they said, now's not a good time to reduce the police budget, and said, you know, hey, we should give the chief all the resources he needs. But there's others who are saying, look, traditional policing has not helped keep people safe. Police officers don't actually prevent the crimes. They only arrive after these things have happened. And by the way, like as with George Floyd, people of color have been the targets traditionally of police violence and killings. So this has been going on for a bit. It came to a head last night during this vote, but it passed. And we'll have to see what happens as far as Mayor Fry, if he's going to go ahead and sign this budget or if he's going to veto it.
No police officers will lose their jobs as part of these cuts, but put these numbers into perspective. What police programs are impacted by a nearly $8 million cut from a $193 million budget?
Well, as you mentioned, yes, no officers are going to lose their jobs. But what this budget plan does is it moves several civilian employees out of the police department and into other departments of the city. And this has been a sore spot because these are civilian employees who do things like community connections. They're called community navigators. There's another group called community crime prevention specialists. These are people who deal directly with the public. They're under the police department. They're also diverse employees, and folks who oppose this move say this takes these types of people who make connections with the public out of the police department. And it's something that they've been trying to, over the years, restore connections with communities of color in the city. So these are the types of jobs that are going to be out of the police department in 2021. And as I mentioned, it's been kind of a cause for consternation for some folks in the police department as well.
As I mentioned, this money will be used to train people to handle mental health crises and theft calls. Could you have seen this measure pass 5 years ago?
Actually, yes. Because the council has been working towards trying to do these types of changes for a while now. But this year, again, with the killing of George Floyd, it just basically accelerated all those plans.
That's Brant Williams, reporter for Minnesota Public Radio. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.